local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome to Thursday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Sitting at 80 degrees right now, another beautiful weather day, and the weekend into early next week looks great as well. We've got meteorologist Alan Strum back in the house for the weather updates. Austin, our faithful compadre, is in the studio as well, co-hosting and producing, and the traffic updates as well here. Got some issues on Three Mile Bridge this afternoon that we'll talk about here in just a few minutes. Busy day today, both locally, nationally, and all of today's top headlines are coming up here. We will spend some additional time today in Santa Rosa County, a very hot-button issue spilling over at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting this morning and into the afternoon. Nearly 6 hours the commissioners met today, hearing from a lot of residents who were very upset. And we got the details coming up here in just a couple of moments. Also coming up at 4:35, the current Assistant County Administrator Brad Baker will join the program, where we will dive much more into that topic here. So again, that's coming up at 4:35. If you live in Santa Rosa County, or if you have a vested interest in Santa Rosa County, particularly around Berry Hill Road, I encourage you to stick around and listen to that conversation a little bit later on this afternoon. But as we typically do, getting started with our top three stories today. For the second day in a row, pro-Palestinian protests and groups are rallying on the campus of UT Austin. And today's demonstration was organized by faculty members. At one point, the crowd chanting the phrase, quote, "Israel is a racist state." So far, there has not been the police presence at the rally. Yesterday, state troopers arrested nearly six dozen people for trespassing. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry officially resigning today, and a new council is being sworn in today to select his replacement. This clears the way for a new government to take over amid gang violence in the nation.
Most of the guns on the street are from Miami, from the United States, yeah, the Dominican Republic, or yeah, cargo ships from Miami to Haiti.
Well, former North Miami mayor and Haitian Philippe Bien Aimé says the resignation and new council are a good step in the right direction, but what Haiti really needs right now is security. And also, the Supreme Court is considering whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts he took in office. This case before them today centers around the federal election interference charges. His attorney argues prosecuting a president for official acts incompatible with the Constitution. Meanwhile, the special counsel attorney argues the Constitution does not grant a president absolute immunity. The High Court is expected to rule in June. That's a look at our top three stories. All right, so in Santa Rosa County today, they had their meeting this morning, started at 8:30, wrapped up at around 1:45-ish. And leaders today talking and ultimately tabling a plan that led to that chaos today. So according to an agenda item that was originally in the consent agenda, county staff has been working on identifying property that they could potentially acquire to expand the Pea Ridge Connector northward towards Berry Hill Road. The owner of a three-acre parcel that sits east of Hayes Ranch, that is between Berry Hill and Old Berry Hill Road, agreed to accept $150,000 as well as a county-owned parcel of less than an acre. So the county and the property owner were going to swap properties, and he was going to get $150,000. Public outrage largely centering around a conceptual map that was not necessarily identified as such, but it was a map, and it had some streets put up in different colors, and it was obtained through a public records request earlier this week, and then it was shared on social media. So as this gets spread around the internet and on social media sites, residents in and around the Hayes Ranch there get wind of this And this blows up into what transpired today, was where dozens of residents speaking out, fears of eminent domain, that the county could just cut through properties or even affect homes in this area. And here was some of that explanation here from outgoing County Administrator Devan Cook.
The commissioners had not seen that map, none of them. We weren't hiding it from them. We do conceptual stuff every day just to look and see if something's even possible. We haven't even determined that this is possible yet. It's a discussion. Well, it may...
So that just a small piece there. Like the public comment portion was like 4 hours today. It was ridiculously long. And so ultimately what ended up happening was that the commissioners decided to set a public hearing for next month for the purpose of buying the property, but for specifically installing a drainage pond, as they obviously want to invest in and ultimately widen Berry Hill Road. So the commissioners are saying, okay, hey, we're still interested in buying this property, but to appease the property owners in this area, we would only exclusively, if we go ahead and do this, use this for a drainage pond, because that is would be needed anyway if we're widening Berry Hill Road there. So that is the two-minute version of the story there, but I mean this had a lot of people upset and angry, and everybody was coming out here to make their voices heard there. So that is it in a nutshell. Like I said, coming up at 4:35, we will talk to Brad Baker, Assistant County Administrator, and dive into this much more there. It is 4:15 on the nose. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, man?
Kidding me?
Yeah, he's smiling from ear to ear, folks.
Oh God! Oh, yeah. I'm doing fantastic today.
Yeah, he's on cloud nine. Well, if you don't know why, we'll get into it later. But right now, this traffic and weather update's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more about that at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, Joe did mention this just a few minutes ago. If you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, there is congestion, I would say, taking up three quarters of the southbound direction there. Basically, all the way up to Gulf Breeze High School, very backed up at this time. And Joe, that's because of construction, correct? We believe,
yes.
At least? Yes. Alrighty. And then also, if you are traveling southbound on Avalon Boulevard towards Gulf Breeze Parkway, we've got some backups developing in that area as well. No confirmation of an accident, though. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and then a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach. That's pretty run for the mill at this hour, though. Let's see. Always have problems on Pine Forest Road, but it seems like we do have an accident if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, so I doubt that's helping with the typical congestion we have over there. Also have some slight backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Maybe some on North Davis Highway if you are traveling southbound towards Olive Road. And then the last main spot right now is Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Dry weather will continue right on through the weekend. We'll end up seeing a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. It will be a bit humid, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. As we head into the weekend, the weather's going to end up being a little bit breezy. It will be a strong southeast wind, and that will cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Also in our local headlines today, Pensacola Energy this afternoon receiving a $10 million grant thanks to the Department of Transportation. The purpose of the grant will be to replace unprotected bare steel mains with much more modern piping, polyethylene, in two separate projects.
What that means for us is taking out 50, 60, 70-year-old pipe in some of our most vulnerable communities, and replacing that with the most modern technology that not only is reliable, good for our environment, but also creates economic opportunity.
And just over $6 million is being used at Green Hut Court, where 9.7 miles of mains and services from the 1950s will be replaced, and also nearly $4.1 million is being dedicated towards a similar project at Peachtree Park, which will impact 5 miles of mains being replaced there as well. One person injured in an exchange of gunshots last night. Happened around 8 at a gas station at East Burgess in North Palafox. The sheriff's office says two people exchanged gunshots, resulting in one person being hit in the foot. Right now, no known suspects, and the investigation is ongoing. Also, we caught up with PPD spokesman Mike Wood with a couple of topics. Number one, about the phone scams we mentioned earlier this afternoon, says they are definitely on the rise.
They do sound legitimate, and they take your money. But people need to know, if you know somebody that can be vulnerable like that, that is very trusting, law enforcement will never, ever ask for money over the phone to settle a warrant, a traffic ticket, or anything like that.
And Wood says one person lost nearly $50,000 of savings here recently, and they're taking more and more reports, often daily, of people being targeted. We'll take a break there at 4:19. A look at our state and national news still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, I had a really interesting conversation with The Bail Project, an organization that's doing a fireside chat tomorrow night, Thursday at the Rex, about helping people who are basically poor avoid the problem of being incarcerated pre-trial when they haven't been convicted just because they can't afford to make bail. Also, learned a lot about the costs involved in complying with the new EPA rules on PFAS contaminants with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. You can listen to those and every other segment from the show at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Twenty-three here, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Pressing on here again, Assistant County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker, joining the program coming up at 4:35. Won't want to miss that, especially if you are in Santa Rosa County and have any interest whatsoever in the meeting this morning, because it was quite a doozy. As we get some state headlines here really quickly, Austin, hurricane season isn't until June 1st, but guess what? There's already a disturbance on the National Hurricane Center map. It's thankfully 900 miles northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, 10% chance of developing.
The system kind of shed its fronts and started to produce some shower and thunderstorm activity near the center yesterday. So we put out an outlook yesterday just really acknowledging that we were watching the system.
That's Dan Brown from the National Hurricane Center, says it's unlikely to form. But as we will hear from you, the predictions about the active hurricane season are not going away.
Yeah, more experts are predicting that it will be a very active one. Scientists at the University of Pennsylvania say that there could be 27 to 39 named storms, with a best estimate of 33. The most active season on record was in 2020 when 30 named storms developed.
A state lawmaker wants college students in Florida to be able to carry guns on campus. Brevard County Republican Randy Fine says it's time for Jewish students to start carrying. He is Jewish himself and says he'll introduce legislation next session to end universities as gun-free zones and provide funding to train students who want to safely carry and use a gun.
And Florida's attorney general is suing the ACC. Ashley Moody's lawsuit against the conference is for, quote, wrongfully withholding public records from review. Moody is demanding that the conference release their contract with ESPN to either Florida state officials or her office. She says that her office sent a public records request to the ACC back in January, and they are yet to comply.
All right. 4:25, we know about heavy traffic right now on the 3 Mile Bridge getting into Gulf Breeze. We had a texter earlier this afternoon say that since this morning, the right lane has been closed. So is that getting any better?
I was about to say that would explain what I'm seeing. As I said in our last update, basically that right lane is backed up. Still traffic, looks like a parking lot, for about 3/4 of the bridge, if I had to approximate. So you are going to be held up if you are traveling in that area and at least plan on being in that closed right lane. Also had an accident report on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We typically have a lot of congestion over there anyway, but it seems like this accident could be making it worse. It's going to back you up basically to I-10. Beyond that, it's just more run-of-the-mill stuff that we see at this hour. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River.
All right. Here's Alan Strum with the forecast.
Over the next several days, the weather will be nice and dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Into the weekend, it's going to be a little breezy. We've got a strong southeast breeze that's going to be blowing, and that's going to cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Moving on to our national news now. The clock is ticking for pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University. Administrators say they need to clear out the encampment in less than 24 hours or they will be forced to take action. Students want amnesty for any students who may have been arrested or suspended as a result of the protests.
And former President Trump is back in a New York City court for his criminal hush money trial. Jurors again heard testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who has explained this week how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Trump faces felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
Salvage and recovery crews making a new milestone today at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Thursday morning, a new deep water channel opened and the first ship was able to pass by the bridge wreckage en route from the Port of Baltimore to Canada. The Panamanian flag cargo vessel is one of several ships being allowed to leave the port since being stranded following the March 26 collapse. Crews hope to have the main shipping channel open by the end of May. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Anthony Fauci, the former chief medical advisor to President Biden, is preparing to testify before Congress for the first time since stepping down. On June 3rd, Fauci will testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the COVID pandemic. Back in 2023, Fauci agreed to testify and also agreed to 2 days of closed-door interviews, which happened in January of this year.
The release of the first quarter GDP report caused stocks to go down today. Gross domestic product rose by 1.6% first quarter against an expectation of 2.4%. Dow Jones Industrial down 375 points to 3885. The S&P 500 down 23, and the NASDAQ lost 100.
And the University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. This comes after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be giving her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups, and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. Dozens of people were arrested after pro-Palestinian protests erupted on campus this week. And are you specifying Southern California?
It's USC. That was not in there at first. So
okay, so yeah,
just
Southern California.
To clarify that. Yeah. Looking again, recapping our top three stories. So on the campus of UT Austin, of course, more protests breaking out this time. Today's demonstrations were organized by faculty members. And at one point, the crowd shouting, "Israel is a racist state." So far, no police presence at the rally, though yesterday, state troopers arrested nearly six dozen people for trespassing. Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry officially resigning today in a new council. Will be sworn in to select his replacement. Experts say the resignation and new council are a good step, but what the country really needs right now is security. And also the Supreme Court hearing arguments today whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for acts he took in office. Of course, this centered around the federal case involving special counsel Jack Smith and could have a determination whether or not Trump goes to trial on those charges. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute. Assistant County Attorney for Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker, joins the program next after a busy, busy, busy County Commission meeting.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The question of presidential immunity brought by Donald Trump in a challenge to the special counsel's election interference case is heard before the Supreme Court today. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
John Sauer, the attorney for former President Trump, argues if a president can be charged, tried, and jailed after leaving office,
that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Justices probed limits like accepting a bribe or even assassinating a political rival.
As that was happening, Trump attended his hush money trial in New York. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
The cross-examination of former American media CEO and president David Pecker is underway, with Trump's lawyers asking him about his dealings with the former president. But the timeline dates back to long before he was running for office.
He's charged with falsifying business records. America's listening to Fox News.
Chesko with your money now. Microsoft's quarterly results released after today's market close topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. Revenue of nearly $62 billion was up 17% year over year, bolstered by solid demand for the company's intelligent cloud segment products, including Azure. Shares of Microsoft are up more than 4% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular trading action, Wall Street lost ground, led by a drop of 375 points, or 1%, for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The broad S&P 500 eased 23 points, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 101. If it happens, it'll be the biggest deal in the mining industry in many years. Anglo American is weighing a $39 billion unsolicited takeover bid from longtime rival BHP, a bid aimed at bolstering that Australian company's exposure to copper. Separately, London-based Anglo is said to be considering a sale of its diamond unit to Beers. Anglo American shares soared 16% today. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. 90% of the conversation leading up to the NFL draft centers around the quarterbacks. And as we've seen before, there's no exact science in evaluating QB prospects, as it's the toughest thing to do in sports. Even though the first three picks of the draft will be QBs, when it comes to the players projected to go in the top 15, the three players I'm most confident in are two wide receivers in Marvin Harrison Jr. and Roma Dunze, plus offensive tackle Joe Wall. I'm Zach Gelb.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines.
Drink responsibly, B21.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Email from school. What about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, the main one is just Three Mile Bridge. If you are traveling southbound, particularly in the right lane, we heard that that was closed due to just some construction issues that we've been having. And it basically reaches from Gulf Breeze High School all the way back to about the three-quarters point of the three-mile bridge. So only about a quarter of the bridge is free there if you are traveling southbound. Then it's that accident report on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We typically have congestion there anyway, but it could be slightly worsened at this time. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87.
Dry weather will continue right on through the weekend. We'll end up seeing a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. It will be a bit humid, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. As we head into the weekend, the weather's going to end up being a little bit breezy. It will be a strong southeast wind, and that will cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:38 here on a Thursday. The space normally reserved for Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright, he is out of town today, so Assistant County Administrator Brad Baker drew the short straw this week. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing good, and you have about 6 days until you lose the assistant title on the business card there, so we'll get to that here in just a few moments, but we had around a six-hour meeting this morning, and as you told me earlier, I've been through longer ones, but it's been a while, at least in recent memory, since we've had a commission meeting last that long, and the vast majority of it involving very passionate, heated, angry, all of those words apply, public comments. And as I understand, and watching as much as I could, there was, as we kind of started at the beginning here earlier this week, a public records request that was made and a map that had some coloring on it, some roadways highlighted, was released to the public and then shared on social media involving a portion of land near Berry Hill Road that had a lot of residents coming out in droves to the commission chambers today. So if you could kind of just explain why the residents were there.
Yeah, so we did have a agenda item that was looking to advertise an exchange of property along with some financial incentives as well for a section of about 120-foot wide portion, 3 acres along Berry Hill Road. And we had a map within our engineering office of some conceptual that was really almost 2 years ago when the map came out, and just some different avenues to do the second phase of the Pea Ridge Connector. And of course, we haven't started any of the study or any of the process of moving it forward. It was just the map we had for reference that one of the engineering firms had done for us this week. Started, considering, what's the amount of wetlands involved, the number of property owners, just all the normal stuff that we go through while we're trying to, get ready for a study of adding a road or widening a road. So this map did, someone got wind of it and asked for public records, and of course we complied with that records request, and we gave them a map. Hindsight, we probably should have had, draft on there, and this document is a conceptual map for planning purposes only, but it wasn't. And then it circulated on the wonderful social media outlets, and everybody kind of got spooled up and come to the meeting. Another interesting thing that's going on Berry Hill Road, and we've already tasked the design for it, is the widening project, and this is actually phase two of the widening project of Berry Hill Road to make it a four-lane road. And so we had an opportunity with a willing seller and thought, obviously it could be a ending point for the second phase of the Pea Ridge Connector. It also could be a good drainage for the widening project. So we had a willing seller, that's why we moved forward with it. Like you said, we had a very robust discussion in the board. Lots of citizens came out, and the board did listen to them for many hours. And the ultimate approval was to continue to advertise the property, but that we would limit it to a drainage project only, not a landing for the second phase of the Pea Ridge
talking with Brad Baker, Assistant County Administrator here on News Radio 92.3. And Brad, the I guess the primary concern, and if you can shed some light on what, if any, discussions had been had, either with commissioners or not, regarding, if this property were to be used for the Pea Ridge Connector Phase 2, a lot of residents talked about, they threw out eminent domain and you know, cutting through property lines. And, of course, you know, the Hayes Ranch, which is just to the west of this particular property that was in discussion there. So what, if anything, was said or discussed about that specific criticism and concern?
Yeah, so, you know, there was a lot of chatter on social media that kind of got people worked up that we were looking to take their property. And what I tried to relay to the folks is, you know, I've had almost 30 years here in the county, and we've never had a board that was going to use eminent domain to take any house, right? So that is a board decision. That's a policy decision the board will have to make it on any future roadway or right-of-way, et cetera. And, but, you know, that is the taking of property. Obviously, there's a process that we have to go through legally and make sure that we are fairly compensated them for that. But our board has never had that appetite, and this board has not expressed that appetite. And that's what I tried to explain in the conversation, that, you know, we were just looking at avenues, and the first one is the feasibility side of this is, you know, how many wetlands we're going to cross, what the bridge got to look like, how many property owners do we have to negotiate with. So this was all preliminary. It was literally been on the table for almost 2 years, and then this property came up, and, you know, it was just an opportunity for us, because we had a willing seller, to go ahead and secure this property. Because, you know, if you've been following anything, property values in Santa Rosa County have skyrocketed. So any chance that we can buy a piece of property that we have a use for, we should be considering that.
And again, the what happens now is, just to reiterate, is that the county commissioners are still interested in pursuing purchasing the property, or kind of doing the agreement with the property swap and then also the payment there. But they are removing any and all possibility of this particular property being used towards Pea Ridge Connector, that this would be strictly drainage, correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
All right. 4:45. We'll get more with Brad Baker in just a moment. An update on the roads and weather. Austin?
Well, I'll keep it as brief as I can. It's just 3 mile bridge right now. If you're traveling southbound, heading into Gulf Breeze, it's going to have you basically backed up from Gulf Breeze High School all the way to about, it's covering about 3/4 of the bridge right now still, I'd say. That hasn't appeared to have lessened. And then it's Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 mile road. The last main spot is going to be Highway 297A if you're traveling northbound towards the split where it forms South Highway 97, or southbound coming from that same area.
All right, looking at the forecast again, pretty cut and paste here. We topped out at 80 degrees, should be around 65 overnight tonight. More mix of sun and clouds tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday at that. High is around 80 degrees through the weekend. On the phone, we're talking with Brad Baker, Assistant County Administrator for Santa Rosa County. Brad, you're losing that assistant on the title there in about 6 days. One of the action items that the board did take today was approving the contract for you to take over for the retiring Devan Cook. I think he's got three days left or something like that. And Brad, you know, we've seen from some counties that will remain nameless that the transition between administrators doesn't go so well. So I'll just ask you that as we go from Devan to Brad, what do you have as far as a message to residents as far as the your office and just moving forward?
Yeah, so myself and Devan both have a long history with Santa Rosa County. You know, his is much lengthier than mine, 46 years. I have, you know, just over 30 years with the county in various roles. And, we've been in administration the same time. He stepped in as administrator and I stepped in as the assistant. So we've had a team effort this whole 3 years. So I would say it'd be a seamless transition. We work well together. We kind of built the team around us. understanding that he did have a timeline he wanted to retire in, and that, you know, my timeline to retire was a few years behind that. So we kind of set up our team, and we've worked really, really well together. So I think the transition will be seamless. We got a really good team over here, and we do care about our citizens. We care about being engaged with them, and we want to hear from them and handle any of the issues that we can. And I think they've seen that over the last 3 years, and they'll continue to see it.
Awesome. Good stuff there, Brad. We appreciate the time this afternoon, and we'll let Colton resume his duties with us. But yeoman's job out of you today, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Right. You as well. Thank you. That's Brad Baker, Assistant County Administrator for Santa Rosa County, joining us here this afternoon. That meeting again about 6 hours, but, heard some commissioners just talk about, you know, how long the meeting was, but Commission Chairman Sam Parker, who started his tenure as the chairman with some controversy in wanting to reduce the amount of public speakers' time. Some residents were outspoken about that, but today, not really enforcing that time limit, and gave everybody who wanted a chance to speak plenty of time, and of course that led to a 6-hour marathon meeting today. But in the end, commissioners making the step that I would assume would keep the residents in that particular area of Hayes Ranch between Old Berry Hill and Berry Hill Road happy for now, especially on that. 4:50, we'll take a break there, get some quick lighter notes, some good news, and wacky stories next on Pensacola Right Now.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more, or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call
1, 2. The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Here at News Radio 92.3, Joe and Austin with you. Hour number one of Pensacola Right Now. Just heard from Brad Baker, Assistant County Administrator for Santa Rosa County. We'll replay that conversation with him, a very important hot-button issue in Santa Rosa County. We'll do that at 6:35. A couple of minutes away from the next traffic and weather update. Austin, some sports notes quickly here. Big night in sports, of course, the NFL draft starting in 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Yes, the first round is going to begin at 7 o'clock. It's going to be on ABC and ESPN. You can also catch our coverage on ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and that begins at 6, I believe, is when our coverage begins, right?
Yes.
Alrighty. And also, just a quick NFL headline here. The man who killed former New Orleans Saints defensive end Will Smith has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. 36-year-old Cardell Hayes shot Smith 8 times during a 2016 traffic incident, which Hayes claimed he did in self-defense. And then, yes, it's just a bit more of what we've seen so far this week with NBA playoff action, and same with NHL. NBA playoffs, it's Cavs at Magic at 6 o'clock. You can catch that on NBA TV. And then it's a TNT doubleheader, Knicks at Sixers at 6:30, followed by Nuggets at Lakers at 9. As for the NHL playoffs, it's just 2 games on tonight, Panthers at Lightning at 6 on TBS, and Hurricanes at Islanders at 6:30 on ESPN2.
All right, very good. Parent company of TikTok has no plans to sell the social media platform. They posted a statement, ByteDance, denying a report from the website The Information that said it's looking at options for a possible sale. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Southwest Airlines says they're suspending its operations at 4 major airports. That'll be at Houston George Bush, Syracuse Hancock, also Bellingham International in Washington, and Mexico's Cozumel International Airport will also stop offering Southwest flights. They say it's financial underperformance and Boeing delivery delays. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival starts today, goes through Sunday. More than 100 acts taking the stage. It was founded in 1970 and known as one of the longest-running music festivals in the United States. Beatles guitar that's been missing for over 50 years has been discovered in the attic of a British home.
Wow.
Julian's Auction says the 12-string Hootenanny acoustic guitar is the same one John Lennon played on classics like Norwegian Wood, and can be seen playing the guitar in the movie Help. It's going up for auction soon, and it's expected to get over $800,000.
I mean, I've never been a huge Beatles fan, but that really is pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, they've got a couple songs I kind of like. Right. And then lastly, right before traffic and weather here, former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein having his conviction for sex crimes in New York overturned. The New York Court of Appeals ruled that Weinstein did not receive a fair trial.
What the Court of Appeals said, you can't throw out 100 years of legal precedent because someone is unpopular.
The court found the judge in his trial made an error allowing women to testify about alleged sexual assaults committed by Weinstein that were not part of the charges against him. Weinstein was also sentenced in L.A. in February of last year to 16 years in prison after he was convicted of rape, and that conviction still stands. 4:55 here, very quick check of the roads and weather. Good news and bad news. Good news is there's not a lot going on. Bad news is what is going on is quite a doozy. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we got some problems there. Same thing with Pinecone Drive if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 297A. Got some backups in that area. The biggest one right now is what we've been touching on all evening so far. 3 Mile Bridge, if you're traveling southbound on the bridge trying to head to Gulf Breeze, you're going to be backed up. Basically, you're going to get about a quarter of the way onto the bridge, and then you're going to be sitting still for a bit. It was claimed that the right lane is closed, and there is some construction going on down there. The congestion reaches all the way to about Gulf Breeze High School. Also got some backups on Avalon Boulevard if you are traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway as well. And the last main spot is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
Over the next several days, the weather will be nice and dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the skies. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Into the weekend, it's going to be a little breezy. We've got a strong southeast breeze that's going to be blowing, and that's going to cause a high risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Austin feels kind of like piling on at this point, but another Ron Burgundy moment for our president yesterday.
Yeah. Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years.
Four more years. So awkward. If you didn't catch it, he said 4 more years followed by pause. As in, he's reading the teleprompter where he's supposed to pause for the audience to, you know, react. And he did do something like that, I think, back when Roe v. Wade was overturned or something. He was talking about how he said some statistic about men and women, and then he said, end of quote, repeat the line. And that's like, that was his instruction, not what he was supposed to say. But yeah, so he's kind of got a habit of it at this point. Nabisco announced Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreos are coming next month. You can pre-order them on Oreo's website, and they hit stores nationwide on May 6th. They're limited edition, so get them while you can. Joe, will you be interested?
No, I don't think so.
Not even for a thrill? I'll try them.
I mean, I'll try one. You'll have to buy them, though, because I'm not going to spend any money towards those.
I probably won't either. I'll have to get them from a third party.
A woman in Indianapolis called 911 last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had three kids in her car, and she's pregnant as well. She told police that she was turning right, and another driver turned left in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver brake checked her, flashed a gun, tailed her. She said the other driver, also a woman, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her, covering her and her car. The woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her. So
you just can't. If you are a sensible human being, you cannot be road raging on the roads.
You don't have to give away perfectly good spaghetti for that.
Yeah. Yes, that's the takeaway. But also, yeah, it's just, it ain't worth getting spaghetti thrown on you for, and it certainly ain't worth a gun being pointed at you for. Some good news here. A video of a California inmate joyfully listening to the music he wrote being played live has gone viral on TikTok. The video has 1.4 million views and more than 1,500 comments. The video was taken late last month as inmates listened to a live Zoom broadcast from New York City. A 9-week program allowed several inmates to compose music, which was then performed live by musicians from the Juilliard School.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You never know when you'll meet the one. A Minnesota couple named Hannah and Alec started dating after Hannah ordered food and Alec was her Grubhub driver. Now they're getting married next year, so congratulations to them. And ladies in Austin, don't lose hope.
Yes, thank you, sir. A pilot for Polish Airlines proposed over the intercom to his flight attendant girlfriend, and it's all on video. He asked, "Will you marry me?" Then she sprinted down the aisle from the back of the plane to give him a hug. She said, "Of course I will." Ran down the aisle. That was clever. I don't even think that was intended, but that was a clever wordplay there.
Well, no, she was physically in the back of the plane, so exactly. She ran down the aisle. We would have played the audio, but it's all in Polish, so it wouldn't have done very good. All right, Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now on News Radio 92.3.